Sylvia Carter.
God bless you and good morning, and thank you for joining us in another edition of the Morning Power Up Prayer Call with Full Impact Christian Family Church, which is located at 2636 Walnut Hill Lane in the lovely city of Dallas, Texas. Today is Testimony Tuesday, and my name is Christy Adams, filling in for Pastor Aaron Harris this morning. I certainly would like to thank Pastor Harris for this opportunity to be able to share the Word of God with you. We are thankful at the way that God is moving and working in this ministry and all the exciting things that are happening within this ministry by the grace of God. The scripture that fuels this ministry, our mission, and our purpose can be found in the book of St. Mark, chapter 16, at the 15th verse, and it reads, "Go ye unto all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." It is our delight and a pleasure to share this time with you, and we appreciate the time that you share with this ministry. We would like to offer you the opportunity to share any prayer requests, which can be sent to globalimpactdallas@gmail.com. And again, that's globalimpactdallas@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, and we welcome and encourage you to send any prayer requests so that we may pray with you and for you in your faith walk. You may also visit our website, which is www.globalimpactdallas.org. And again, that's www.globalimpactdallas.org. There are many tools, confessions of faith, and scriptural readings that you can use to strengthen and empower yourself in your faith walk. If you'd like to partner with us and share it with support to empower and strengthen this ministry, you may also do so via our website, which is www.globalimpactdallas.org. Also, we're available on iTunes. If you would like to revisit any of the Morning Power prayer calls throughout the day or at any time, we thank God for all of you who continue to support this ministry, and our prayer is that God's blessing continues to be upon you. We would like to ask at this time, for those of you, if you haven't already done so, if you would please press *6. This will mute out your line so that there's no background and so that everyone is able to hear the call clearly. The time is now 6:32. And at this time, we do want to go into the Word of God. Our scripture this morning can be found in the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 21. And it reads, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." I'm going to repeat that one. It's Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 21. "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." I just want to encourage you today to speak faith and favor over your future. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and our words have power. Whenever we speak something, either good or bad, we're giving life into whatever we're saying. Too many people go around complaining and murmuring and speaking down on situations in their life. We complain about our health, we complain about our wealth, and everything else going on around us. And we don't realize that we're prophesying into our future. The scripture says we will eat the fruits of our words. And that means we're going to get exactly what we've been saying. Here's the key. You got to send your words out in the direction that you expect to go. You cannot talk defeat and expect victory. You cannot talk lack and expect to have abundance. You will produce what you've been saying. If you want to know what you're going to be like 5 years from now, just listen to what you're saying about yourself. With our words, we can either bless our future or we can curse our future. And that's why we should never say, "I'm not good at this," I'm so clumsy. I'll probably get laid off this job. This relationship isn't working out. While those thoughts may come to your mind, don't make the mistake of speaking them into your situation. The moment you speak those words, you allow them to take root. There have been plenty of times when I thought something negative and I was just about to say it, but I'll catch myself because I refuse to speak defeat over my situation. I refuse to speak failure over my circumstances or over my life. No, what you should do in turn is turn around and speak favor over your future. Declare that you're blessed. You are strong. You're healthy. This is going to be a great year. And when you do that, you are blessing your future. I remember when I was in the beginning stages of my business and I was still working on a full-time job, which helped support my household financially until my business was stable. And I contemplated stepping out on faith and pursuing my business full-time, but I was hesitant until I got laid off of my job. Then there were thoughts. The thoughts were there, but I knew better than to verbalize them. My attitude was, if I'm going to speak over my situation, it's going to be something good. I'm not going to say what it feels like to me or what it looks like in the natural. No, I'm going to say what God says about me. And I know that through God, I am more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. My declaration was God has supplied and will continue to supply all my needs. Where he leads, he feeds. Where he guides, he provides. And where he directs, he protects. What may seem impossible is impossible through God. So speak to yourself. What are you saying about your future? What are you saying about your family? What are you saying about your finances? Make sure the words you are sending out are in the direction that you want to go to. Ignore negative thoughts instead of speaking them out. When you speak it out, you're giving life to those words. The Bible says in Proverbs 19:7, a fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Don't prophesy defeat into your life. Don't curse your future or snare yourself by the words of your mouth. You may be in a difficult situation right now, but I want to challenge you. Don't use your words to describe the situation. Use your words to change the situation. Declare victory, declare health, declare favor, declare abundance. You're giving life to your faith by what you are saying. And all through the day, we should go around saying, I have the favor of God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am blessed. I am strong. And I am healthy. And when you do this, you just bless your life. You just bless your future. You just spoke favor into your future. If you get up in the morning feeling the blah, don't say, this is going to be a lousy day. I just don't want to go to work. I'm tired of dealing with these children. I just want to lay here in the bed all day and do nothing. No, you need to get up and say, this is going to be a great day. I'm excited about my future. Something good is going to happen to me. You have to send your words out in the direction you want to go. Maybe you've been through some disappointment, a relationship that didn't work. You didn't get that promotion you thought you were going to get. But instead of complaining, saying things like, well, I should have known it. I never get any breaks. This is just my luck. You should declare it should be. You know, I know you should declare that. I know when one door opens, when one door closes, another door opens. What was meant for my harm, God is going to use for my advantage because I know all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Not only am I going to come out of this, but I'm going to come out better and better off than I did before. Have a report of victory. What I have learned is you believe what you say about yourself more than what anyone else believes about you. And that's why on a regular basis we should encourage ourselves. Say to yourself, I am blessed. I am healthy. I am strong. I'm valuable. I'm talented. I have a bright future. Those words will go right out of your mouth and back into your own ears. And as you hear yourself say something over and over, those words will begin to create a new image inside. And once you create that inside, God will bring it to pass on the outside. Your life could go to a whole new level if you would just zip up the negative words and speak faith and favor into your future. I have a good friend of mine. Whenever I speak to her, she's always talking about how she's tired and run down, and she doesn't have any energy. And well, what happens here, because she's always talking about it so often, it becomes her reality. The more we talk about something, the more we draw it in. It's just like you're feeding it. If you woke up in the morning talking about how you feel and how tired you are and how you're not going to make it, you're feeding yourself. You're digging your own hole. So stop talking about the problem and start talking about the solution. In fact, the scripture says, let the weak say I'm strong. Notice it doesn't say, let the weak talk about their weakness, or let the weak call five friends to discuss the weakness, or let the weak complain about their weakness. No. It in fact says, let the weak say just the opposite of how they feel. In other words, if you talk about the way you are, talk about the way you want to be. If you get up in the morning feeling tired and lethargic, instead of complaining, you need to declare more than ever, I am strong in the Lord. I am full of energy. My strength is being renewed. This is going to be a great day. You do that, and it will not only change the way you feel, but it will change your attitude. You won't go out with a weak, defeated victim mentality, but you will go out with a victor mentality, with a spring in your step and a smile on your face, with your shoulders back. Those words can literally help lift your spirit and cause you to see yourself and your circumstances in a whole new light. The reason why a lot of people have low self-esteem and poor self-image is because they're constantly saying negative things about themselves. So, I'm unattractive, I'm overweight, I'm slow, I'm not talented, I'll never get promoted. They've heard that so much, and now it's ingrained on the inside and setting limits for their life. I had a lady, a client of mine. She said to me, you know, I'm such a terrible mother. I made a lot of mistakes. I always knew I wouldn't be a great parent. And what I told her is what I'm telling you. Quit saying you aren't a good parent. Quit speaking defeat over your life. As long as you're saying it, it happens. And I said to her, you may not be the best parent, but you need to start declaring it as if you need to start declaring it and make these positive declarations. And over time, you'll become exactly what you are declaring. As long as you've convinced yourself that you're not a good parent, that's going to keep you from rising any higher. The best words of advice that I've ever heard is, don't be against yourself. In life, we already have enough things that are against us. There's people, circumstances, negative thoughts, criticisms. And the last thing you need is for you to be against yourself. I know people who are always putting themselves down, beating themselves up, finding faults with everything they do, and they wonder why they don't have any joy, and they wonder why they don't have any victory. And it's because they're against themselves. I challenge you, don't ever say any negative things about yourself. You may feel that you're the worst person in the world, but it doesn't matter. Don't ever say I'm the worst person in the world. Don't ever say I'll never get out of debt. I'll never be successful. I'll never have what it takes. Nope. Zip that up, and instead of talking about the way things appear in the natural, start talking about the way you want them to be. That's what faith is all about. Understand that it's wrong. It's just as wrong to criticize yourself as it is to criticize someone else. When you criticize yourself, you're criticizing God's very own creation. And you might as well look up and say, God, I don't think you did a very good job with me. We all have areas to improve in, but the way we do it is not by being hard on ourselves. I challenge you to take 5 minutes a day and make positive declarations over your life. Before you leave the house, look in the mirror and say, I am talented. I am creative. I'm healthy. I have a good personality and people like being around me. Don't be so busy focusing on your faults, comparing yourself to others, feeling inferior because you don't look like the model on the magazine cover. The same model that's being airbrushed up, touched up, and scanned up, trimmed up, and has about 30 people working on her hair, makeup, clothes with perfect lighting and shot from perfect angles and the wind blowing in her hair. Here's what I'm trying to say. Just as you are, you're beautiful. You're one of a kind. You're a masterpiece. You're a prized possession. When you woke up this morning, you should look in the mirror and instead of focusing on flaws, smile and say, good morning, beautiful, blessed, prosperous, talented, creative, confident, secure, disciplined, focused, highly favored child of God. Get that in on the inside of you. Speak favor over your life. My question for you is, are you sending your words in the direction that you want your life to go? Are you speaking defeat or victory over your life? You have to get in agreement with God. He has an awesome plan for your life. And the victories of God, the victories that God has for your life and for your future of your life are going to make the ones that God has in the past pale in comparison. But here's the key. With our words, we can stop God's best plan from coming to pass. If we go around talking lack, defeat, and how we don't have what it takes, we're too old, we're too young, those negative words will keep us rising higher and experiencing the fullness of what God has in store. Amen? Let us now go into a word of prayer. Father God in heaven, we come to you today because we're believers. We believe God's words. We are what the word says we are. We have what the word says we have. We can do what the word says we can do. In Jesus' name, I render ineffective every negative word spoken, every negative thought, every word and thought that has been contrary to the truth of God's word. From this moment forward, we acknowledge only the good things that are in us in Christ Jesus. We know out of the good treasures of your heart, only good things will come to pass. Father God, I pray over every meeting, conversation, and activity that we engage in today. I pray that all our steps be ordered by you, that our heart and our mind always respond in obedience to your direction. I pray, God, that we choose the right way of righteousness when faced with the many paths of judgment, that we will always fulfill your priorities and never allow flesh to dictate our actions and our attitudes. We thank you, Lord, for all you do in our lives. We thank you for life, strength, jobs, finances, family, love, friends, our pastor, Pastor Harris, Lord. We pray, Lord, his strength, his health, his wealth, so that he can continue serving you, Lord, in this ministry and doing the work of God. We thank you, Lord, for the hedge of protection. I pray for the hurting, the oppressed, the ones sick in mind, body, spirit, and the shut-in, the lost, your church, your leaders, the abused, and the ones abusing, Lord. We pray for addicts and mourning, and Lord God, our youth. Please pour into them your love, understanding, your joy, patience, kindness, gentleness, healing, faithfulness, and self-control. Lord, I'm asking that you bring healing, deliverance, rehabilitation, reformation, comfort, protection, and strength. Lord, we know that you are an all-loving, all-caring, all-knowing, all-seeing God. So I pray that you show up, God, in the lives of your people and do your amazing work amongst them. We love you, Lord, and we shall forever lift our voices to worship you. Thank you for being King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Listen, it's been my pleasure to share this time with you. And I encourage you to please send your prayer request to our email address, globalimpactdallas@gmail.com. At this time, I would like to ask Pastor Harris, if you're on the line, if you have any closing remarks. Professor Harris. God bless. Please join us again tomorrow morning at 6:30 a.m. Central Time, 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time. This is the Morning Power Prayer Call with Sister Christy Adam of the Global Impact Christian Family Church, filling in for Pastor Aaron Harris, saying, God bless you, God cover you, God keep you, and don't just seek to make an impression, but make an impact. Be blessed.